Good morning, WJBL. This man is spot on. We're talking about Craig Campbell, and you are live on the radio here in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Craig, how you doing today?
Oh, so you telling me there's no cussing?
No cussing. Well, you know,
I don't know.
If we want to keep our license, that's all.
Right on. Man, I'm doing good, guys. How are y'all?
Very good. Where are you right now?
I'm at the house for the moment. I got to go get my teeth cleaned here in a little bit, and then I got a co-write downtown with the Swan Brothers. So kind of a busy day.
You and me both. We're getting our teeth cleaned. I go right after the show
but
as well today.
But you're getting something pulled, right? I think
I'm probably getting a tooth pulled. Have you had any teeth pulled yet, Craig?
I haven't had any pulled that kind of way, but I did. Long story, I went in to get Invisalign, and then when I was done with Invisalign, my guy was like, dude, we just need to go ahead and get you veneers, and so...
So you ended up getting veneers.
Yeah, we ended up
going like
all the way with it. Yeah, I think you did a really, really good job.
Okay. Is it the whole all your teeth?
No, just the on the top, the front eight.
Front eight. Okay, now I'm going to stalk your Instagram and see
check out his smile.
How they're looking. But I was looking at your Instagram. I was watching a really cool video kind of explaining everything that's going on with you right now, with you starting your own label and everything. But I wanted to, we'll talk about that in a second. But do you really have a truck or a car that has, what is it, like a Longhorn horn on the front of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and my wife opened a restaurant a few years ago called the Grindstone Cowboy, and we just wanted to have something that we could scoot around town in and advertise, put our logo on the side of it. So, yeah, I bought a 1974 Cadillac Eldorado convertible with a set of bull horns on the front.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun.
It looks really cool. You don't see that every day. But it also kind of explains, it goes through, I'll show Ken real quick. So this is what you're seeing. You're seeing him like behind the
driving
steering
down
wheel.
The road. Yeah, that looks fun.
It does look cool. And then you see the horns in the front, and then it kind of explains everything that you're going through right now with your label and your specific label. Tell us what's happening in your life.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because there are not only you, there are some other artists. We talked to Joe Nichols a couple weeks ago, something like that, and he expressed some, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Craig, but he expressed some disappointment in what's going on in the record industry. So I know that you have taken things in your own hands with your single, and you're working this all by yourself with your own team.
Yeah, you know, for the longest time, man, I always felt like to have a song with country radio and to have a hit at radio, you had to have a record deal. And then, you know, last year, a buddy of mine, Drew Baldridge, he did it independently and took a song to number one. And I'm like, wait a minute. So you're telling me there's a path. And
there's
so,
a chance.
So I took that information and, you know, I said, I'm going to do the same. So I called him. I said, man, how'd you do this? Mm-hmm. And he basically said, I hired my own team. I paid for everything myself, and I was able to make all the decisions. I was able to streamline it. You know, there wasn't a lot of waste. So that's what I've been doing, man. I hired my team, and I felt like with this song, Missing You, I felt like if I'm going to go back to radio with a song, it has to be the heaviest hammer I got in my tool bag.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I felt like the song Missing You was that song. So I'm excited about it. It's a little scary, but at the same time, we're having fun with it.
Yeah, you're doing really well with that, because you explain this in your video, and you kind of get into it with folks who maybe don't know a lot about the record or radio industry. There are 159 stations that report what they play, their playlist. We're one of those radio stations, and you've got a bunch on already, so things are going really well for you, and things seem to move a little bit slower these days. I've been in radio for a long time, and as far as having a single, it takes a bit to get it really to get legs, where back in the day you're on with a single for about 18 weeks and you're off to the next one, but now it's a different story.
Yeah, and honestly though, that's been my story the my entire career. Every one of my songs has always taken at least the ones that reached top 15, if you will, they always take about a year. So mm-hmm. I'm used to it. I'm gotten really good at having patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that it is a marathon, and for at least for me, being independent too, you know, competing against the big dogs, it's, you know, I know I'm just sitting down and sitting back and relaxing and just taking it day by day.
Nice. All right. Well, I wanted to know, you kind of mentioned it already, that coffee shop you're talking about is called Grindstone Cowboy Coffee Shop, but also that's what you named your recording label as well, Grindstone?
Yeah. So
is it because you've been grinding for years, or like why? What did you? How'd you come up with that name?
Well, Grindstone Cowboy Coffee came first, and I thought that was a great name for a coffee shop. So that's why we named it that. And then when we decided to start our own label, it made sense to the being able to use both of them. And yeah, Grindstone, being able, just keeping your nose down or your head down and just hard work. It just, the word Grindstone just makes people think about working hard, and that's what we're doing.
I want to ask you about something that is going to tie into something else that you're doing, and it looks like a lot of fun. I didn't realize this at the CMA Fest. You're doing the Craig Campbell Celebrity Cornhole Challenge. How do I get involved in that, Craig?
you just planted the seed. All you got to do is, so we start planting every year about January or February, and so yeah, we have our annual Celebrity Cornhole Challenge during CMA Fest every year. So it's always the Tuesday before like everything really gets going that week. And it's been a lot of fun, man. We've raised, in the last 12 years, we've raised over $1 million for colorectal cancer. And it's, I feel like we're doing some good things.
And that's your Kenny Campbell Foundation, right?
Yeah, the Kenny Campbell Foundation. My dad was 36 years old when he died with colorectal cancer. And that's kind of where it all started, the idea that if my dad would have had all the information that I'm trying to get out to everybody, there's a good chance he would still be here with us. So that's been my passion for the past decade or so.
So how many years ago was that when he passed away?
So he was 36, so 1990.
Okay.
When he passed away, yep.
And when did you start the foundation?
So the first few years for my my cornhole tournament, I was working with an organization called Fight Colorectal Cancer, and then I guess just in the last two or three years, I decided that I wanted to know where that money was going.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wanted to be very specific instead of just giving it to somebody else. So we decided to do our own 501c3. Nonprofit, and that's been in place, I guess, for the last two or three years.
And so I'm looking right now, the Kenny Campbell Foundation is going to be doing a benefit concert. That's coming up in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, we decided, I don't know, it's starting to shape up to be something really awesome. We got a great lineup, but yeah, we decided to go big or go home, so we're going to do a benefit concert at the Ryman, downtown Nashville. So it's exciting. We've sold a bunch of tickets, and we've still got a few more to sell, but it's looking good.
So if anyone's on their way down to Nashville in, what is this, July 24th, tickets are still available?
Yeah, so you can get tickets at Ryman.com, but we got a great lineup. We got Bradley Gaskin, Brian White, Michael Ray, Haley Benedict. We also have Taylor Holder. And then my daughter is going to sing, and then we have Maddie Pruitt from American Idol this year. She's going to get up and sing a song.
Nice.
It's going to be a great night.
Okay. Oh, and you know what? These teeth are looking really good. I'm looking now.
Ashley's going to get veneers now.
I want to get veneers like Craig Campbell. I'm looking at
your answer. Yeah, they did a really, really good job.
They did do a good job. Well, you have nothing to worry about from what it looks like today for your dentist appointment. So that's good for you. Well, thank you so much, Craig Campbell. We've been playing your song. So are we going to be playing it again here?
I'm going to play it right away after we hang up with Craig here and make sure we give it a few more spins.
How can people support you right now? Where can they go? What can they do to, you know, help someone who's doing it, like you said, on your own, went away from the major labels, and you're grinding yourself?
Well, I tell them all the time, the best way to support the independent artist is if you like our music, stream it, save it to your playlist, tell your friends about it, and then also, since we got this new song out, call and request and email requests, social media, just do all that stuff is kind of how we, that's how us independent artists survive.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. Again, that's Craig Campbell, and we'll be playing his newest song, Missing You.
All right, Craig, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Man, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, here it is. Craig Campbell, Missing You on 99.9 WJBL. It's his new single.
Never mind the every night 2 a.m. phone call. Driving by hoping I'd catch you in the front yard. Say goodbye, but I'm acting like I still got something to lose. It's just me missing you. Now and then when I see your prints, pretend I'm doing all right. Like I don't stare a hole in the ceiling all night. Praying like somebody might have a miracle I could use. It's just me missing you. I know I told you I could take it or leave it when it came to forever, baby. What was I thinking? I'm a fool. When the truth is, it's just me missing you.